اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فاجر. Assalamu alaikum and welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, brothers and sisters, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Here we are with a series of Quranic sessions on practical tajweed rules and short tafsir classes or explanatory classes. I'm really happy that I have Brother Fawad Haider with me here today, inshallah, from Sevilla International School. Today, inshallah, we'll talk about Surah An-Nisa. We'll start Surah An-Nisa. In the current script, we have it as the fourth Surah, right?
Yes.
And yes, Surah Nisa, which means the women, okay? Surah of women or Nisa. Inshallah, we'll talk about the first ayah and we'll practice the tajweed rules on the first ayah of Surah An-Nisa. So, before we start, Fawad, I really welcome you. How are you?
I'm fine, sir.
Inshallah. So, we'll inshallah, together we'll practice this ayah. First, let's listen to the recitation.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا.
Nice one, nice recitation. So once again I'm telling you, we're on page 77 of the Quran Kareem, Surah An-Nisa, verse 1 or ayah 1. So let's have a short explanation. Fawad, yes?
Yes.
Then inshallah we'll practice the tajweed rules. So let me read once. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Allah Almighty in Surah An-Nisa, verse 1 says,
Ya ayyuhannas اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا.
It's a beautiful ayah, but first, Fawad, do you know how many verses does Surah An-Nisa have? 176 verses, okay, or ayat Surah An-Nisa has. And this surah mostly talks about issues related to women, okay? Issues related to women. And also in this surah, things about inheritance, irth, or mirath, okay?
Yes.
Allah Almighty talks about different, a lot of rules, okay? So this surah, Allah Almighty explains a lot of rulings, Islamic rulings, or ahkam, mostly related to, frequently kind of, related to women. So, That's why it's called the surah is taken from that. The name is taken from that word nisa in the first ayah. رجالاً كثيراً ونساء. Okay, so what does Allah Almighty say here in the first ayah? It's very important. Allah Almighty says, "O mankind," Allah Almighty talks to all the human beings, not Muslims only, not only the people who believe. Ya ayyuhan
nas.
This hamzatul wasl and lam, this lam ta'rif, it tells us that it consists all the human beings, every single person. Okay, this lam ta'rif. O mankind, be wary of your Lord. Ittaqu rabbakum. الذي خلقكم, the Lord who created you from a single soul, من نفس واحدة, from Adam عليه السلام. So first Allah Almighty created Adam عليه السلام, then from Adam عليه السلام he scattered a lot of human beings and created its mate from it. وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء, and from the two of them scattered numerous men and women. Then what Allah Almighty says, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ, be wary of Allah, الَّذِي تَسَاءَلُونَ بِهِ وَالْأَرْحَامِ, in whose name you adjure one another. And the wombs, اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ, اتَّقُوا رَبَّكُمْ, and اتَّقُوا أَرْحَامِ, it means be careful about or pay attention or, I mean, keep your relationships, okay, with your family and friends, with your relatives. Care about these things. إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلَيْكُمْ رَقِيبًا, indeed Allah Almighty is watchful over you. So what is the message of this ayah? In short, I'll say, then inshallah we'll quickly move on to the tajweed rules. The message is this, that Allah Almighty says, I have created you from one soul. Alright? So there might be a lot of people, okay, who think like, hey, you're black. You're African. I don't care about it. I don't respect you because you're black. Okay? I don't care you. You're Asian. I don't care about you, okay? I don't respect you. Racism. Okay? So Allah Almighty is saying no to racism. And Allah Almighty is not talking only to Muslims, to the believers. Ya ayyuhan
nas.
To all human beings. Hey, come on. Don't think like you're from, like for example, from Australia. You think you're like a great man. You're from, for example, Azerbaijan. You're from Turkey. You're from Afghanistan. You're from Iran, America, Canada. No matter, okay, where you're from. It's just you're living on the earth. Okay? You're not living, for example, in the heaven. You're living on the earth. We all are the same on the earth. We all are being created from one soul. And that's all, right? This is an important message. And we, inna allaha alaykum, Raqiba, Allah Almighty is watchful over you. Okay? Inna Allaha kana alaykum raqiba. We should say, no room for
racism.
That's all.
IRIB English Radio, in cooperation with Xavier International Schools, presents Let's Recite the Quran.
Let's move on to the tajweed, and I want you, inshallah, Fawad, and our brothers and sisters who are listening to IRIB English Radio, I want them to refer to the tafsir books, okay? History books, ahadith books, inshallah, to learn more about like the details about these verses, inshallah, this ayah. So, let's mention some tajweed rules, then together, Fawad, we will practice the recitation, and our brothers and sisters also will practice, all right? So, ready?
Yes.
The first important rule is about the mad here in the word ya ayyuha. What do you think? Is that one word? Ya ayyuha?
Actually, it's a compound word.
Good job. Ya stands for unadi. It means I call you. Stands, okay? I call upon you. Or, oh, mankind. Ya ayyuha nas. It's just kind of a calling sound, okay? It has that meaning. So ya is stands for one word. Ayu stands for another word. Ha stands for another word. Three words are here. So ya and ayu, our focus is on these two words. Ya ayu. So the mad, harful mad, is with ya. Yes? The alif mad.
Yes.
Sound. Then hamza is with the word ayu. The rule says, if the hamza and the mad both are in the same word, one word, in one word.
Yes.
So the mad is wajib, and you must stretch it, extend the sound for five, six counts.
Six or five counts.
Yeah. But if they are in separate words, no matter it's a compound word, they are in separate words. So it's not obligatory. It's optional.
Optional.
So here, it's optional. يا أيها الناس. Or you can skip the mad. يا أيها الناس. All right? That's it. Ha has an alif mad. But the next word has a hamzatul wasl and lam ta'rif and then nun mushaddad. Here you skip the alif mad. Ha becomes shorter. Ha. Then join it with the nun. Alif will be skipped. Hamzatul wasl will be skipped here. Alif will be skipped here. Lam is as well because nun is a sun letter. Lam is also skipped here. So you read it. Ya ayyuha. Join it. Connected to noon.
Ayyuhannasu.
And noon mushaddad produces a nasal sound also. Hannasu. Ittaqu. Hamzatul wasl it has. So join the sin to ta. Skip hamzatul wasl. Yeah? We had two cases for hamzatul wasl. Either skip it or pronounce it. Here we skip it because we join the previous word with the word having hamzatul wasl.
Yes.
Na. Join it with the ittaqu. Suttaqu. Rabbakum. الذي I'll pronounce it correctly. خالق. Two heavy letters, one light letter. خالق. خالق. خالقكم. كم من مشدد. Pronounce it with like two counts. كم من. Again, نون مشدد. إدغام. Mirrors the sound and nasal sound. من نفس. Tanween plus waw. Merge
idgham.
Them. Idgham. Min nafsi wahidati wa khalaqa minha zawjaha wa batha minhuma rijalan kathira. Tanween plus kaf. Hide the sound of tanween. Ikhfa, mashallah. Rijalan kathira. Merge idgham. Wa nisa an. If you stop at a word that ends with tanween fatha, tanween fatha will be changed to nisa'an, will be changed to
nisa'a.
Nisa'a, alif mat, mashallah. Nisa'a. The baby jim on the top tells us
it's jaiz. You can just continue or stop. There's
mashallah.
No difference between.
Thank you, brother. Thank you. Next one. Wattaqullaha inna. Sorry. Wattaqullaha. Alladhi. So ha with alladhi. Alladhi. Merge them together. Join them. Halladhi. Tasa'aluna. This mad is wajib.
Yes.
Obligatory. You gotta stretch it for six counts. So because hamza and alif mad both are in the same word. Tasa'aluna bihi wal arham. Stop here. Inna Allah. Pronounce the word Allah with an sound. Inna Allaha kana alaykum raqiban, raqiban, raqiba. So, ready to read this? Okay, let's go. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Good job. Let's read together as well. I'll read once, okay? Then we'll read together. Our brothers and sisters will help us through, okay? يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم. ما شاء الله. الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها
الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء أحسن واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا أحسنت ما شاء الله. Thank you so much, brothers and sisters. We hope inshallah you have learned this. And this session was beneficial for you. Thank you so much for being with us. Thanks, Fawad, for being with us and practicing with us today. Inshallah, next session will continue with Surah An-Nisa. Thanks to Arab English Radio. Thank you so much, brothers and sisters, for being with us. Walhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa alihi al-tahirin. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان